PC International has been making cornstarch, syrup, and other products in the southwest suburbs of Summit and Bedford Park for more than 75 years. Officials decided to stay on for perhaps 75 more because of millions of dollars worth of state and local tax breaks on construction and real estate costs, a price Governor Thompson says he doesn't mind paying.
They grow agricultural products in Michigan or in Indiana or in Wisconsin or Iowa. And if they had the plant in Iowa, it wouldn't make sense to buy in Illinois and truck it all the way over to Iowa. What's the cost of the lost purchases from this state if the plant wasn't here?
The Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union is giving up 400 of the plant's 1,200 jobs, mostly through attrition and early retirement. But negotiator Nelson Fenn notes the plant will create up to 750 construction jobs over 5 years.
We know because of technical improvements that we're going to lose jobs. Now what we say as unions, what in the hell can we do together to keep the basic number of jobs we can and keep from putting people on the scrap heap?
Another part of the deal calls for the state to sidestep federal pollution standards so the new plant can burn Illinois coal. But Governor Thompson admits the feds may have something to say about that. I'm Arch Halperin.